From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Kayla Harris reports for the Times Union that more than 2,800 Capital Region residents cast ballots this weekend in New York's first weekend of early voting. But that was fewer people voting than many election observers predicted. More people voted on the sunny Saturday than the rainy Sunday. Albany County Board of Elections Commissioner Rachel Bledy called the turnout, and I quote, surprisingly low, end quote, and said most early voters would have voted on Election Day any other year. Bledy said, and I quote, it's a new concept, so I do think it will take a little bit of time for people to get used to it, end quote. Rensselaer County had the lowest early voting totals in the Capital Region, with just 362 ballots cast on October 26 and October 27. Rensselaer officials failed to set up early voting in Troy, even though more people live there than anywhere else in the county. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that police and fire investigators are investigating a blaze deemed suspicious October 29th at a Greenport food pantry. The Greenport and Hudson Fire Departments put out the St. Mark's Lutheran Food Pantry fire, limiting damage to the outside of the building. Greenport Fire Chief John Onofrychuk said the building was repairable. Planned Parenthood used to be located across the street from the pantry, which was the site of many protests. The pantry was open Monday through Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Williams reports in the Times Union about the panel of general managers and executives from Albany television stations WNYT, WRGB, WTEN, WMHT, and Spectrum held by the Alliance for Women in Media this week without any women on the panel. Alliance for Women in Media President Anne Marie Lizzie said there's, and I quote, a lot of work that we have to do. We do have a wonderful, supportive group of men in our industry, but yes, we do need to penetrate, in many instances, the general manager level, end quote. Ben Amy, a former local journalist, said on Twitter that, and I quote, there are no female GMs in Albany local TV news. I also don't believe there are any female news directors, end quote. Sarah Myers is an assistant news director at Spectrum, and Perna J. Robinson is assistant news director at WRGB, and they may be the highest-ranking women in Albany television local news. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Debbie Mayer reports for the Columbia paper that four candidates are running for two town board seats in Germantown this fall. Ronald E. Moore II is an incumbent, and Republican Lynn Klumb and Democrats Kari Christian and Sarah Jane Suarez are also on the ballot. Moore is deputy supervisor and has served 3 years as police commissioner and is running as a Republican and on the conservative party line. Klumb is a customer relations supervisor for GTEL and did not submit a candidate statement to the newspaper. Christian chairs the Germantown Waterfront Advisory Committee and founded the Rojan Watershed Community. Suarez is a member of the Germantown Economic Development Advisory Committee and the Town's Parks Commission. Read more about what the candidates submitted in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.